Acts chapter 16, you pray for us. Acts chapter 16, we'll begin reading at verse 16. And the Bible says, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of deviation met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace under the rulers, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither do to observe, being Romans. And
you give them the wrong chapter.
You start out 16:16.
Oh, I'm sorry. Acts 16:16. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. I'm bad. 16:16. Verse 22. And the multitudes rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them to the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And now notice that. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. I want to preach on this thought for just a little while tonight, if God will be my help. On no way to run and nowhere to hide. Amen. No way to run and no way to hide. As we look at this, we see Paul and Silas, and they're going about the business of the Lord. And boy, what a thing it is in the day and hour we live to serve the Lord. Now, it's not always going to be easy. There's going to be opposition. There's opposition in everything you do. Why would we think it wouldn't be different being a child of God? Amen. I'm going to say that there's a holy God with us tonight. I promise He'd be with us all the way to the end of the way. And praise God, He'll make a way if we'll let Him. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because He is the way, the truth, and the life. I know may come at the Father, but by Him. I'm glad I have a way today, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see these fellows as they're doing the ministry of the Word of God. They're touching. And they said that they was a damsel that brought great monies to their masters. And she was a soothsayer, and she was a diviner. She was, I guess you would call one of these people that do soothsaying, you know, and predict the future and things like that. And people all over are liking that. They would like to see that even today we have. Amen. We're living a day and hour. Like people like to look into the future and see what's going to happen tomorrow. Amen. I want to say, but praise God, I'm glad I can trust in the one that holds tomorrow. Amen. I can trust in Him today. Amen. For His glory to touch in our hearts. And we see how this was going on. And this damsel spoke up, and she began to tell the people who these fellas was. And she said, these men are the servants of the Most High God. Now, she may have been a soothsayer. She may have been a diviner. But praise God, she knew the power of God. Amen. Something had done touched in her. Praise God. Same thing touching you and touching me. I believe something had got a hold of her, made a difference in her. Amen. Glory to God. That same thing that made a difference in her made a difference in me. That same thing that brought to my mind, praise God, that they was a God, and besides Him, they was no other. That they was a God that loved me. They was a Savior that loved me. Had come from the portals of glory to die for my sins, according to the Scriptures. And He'd raise up again the third day, according to the Scripture. You say, Pastor, what does that mean? Because God said so. Ain't you glad tonight that God loved you enough and He sent His only begotten Son to die for you, praise God, that you might live for Him. Amen. I'm glad it happened for me. Ain't you? Ain't you glad it happened to you, brother? Ain't you glad you know it the day and the time, maybe not the hour exactly, but praise God, you knew where you were and you knew what God done when He touched your soul. He showed you using a sinner in need of a Savior. Amen. And the Holy Ghost of God come to where you was. Amen. Touched your heart. Saved you by His marvelous grace. Amen. Praise God. We see what happens here in the Word of God. He said these fellows was upset. Amen. Listen, I won't say in the world that we live in, when you start hitting people in their pocketbooks, they're going to get upset. Amen. Listen, when you start taking the gain away from them, when they're trying to gain off the things of this world and the backs of the people, and you start taking that away from them, they're going to get upset. They're not going to like it. They're going to be the opposition. But I'm glad to say, praise God, on the authority of the Word and His Word, He said He had not seen the righteous forsaken, nor His seed abandoned. And bread. When we choose to do right, praise God, as old brother Bill used to say so many times, it's never wrong to do right, and it's time to do right now. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, how do we do right? Praise God, according to the volume of the book. Amen. He said, if we'll begin to line up with this, hey, we don't have to line up with Dr. Joe or Dr. Schmo. Praise God, we need to line up with the Word of God. Let it begin to speak to our hearts. Let it begin to flow into us and show us, praise God, the error of our ways and the goodness of His. Amen. We serve a great and a mighty God tonight. Amen. We have a Savior, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. Praise His holy name. Amen. One day He's coming back. Amen. But the Bible said He's gone to prepare a place for us. And He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad when I made a decision for Him in March 1976, praise God, I made my call and election sure. He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm glad He don't have a eraser. Amen. Wrote it in the indelible blood of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. When I received Him in the free pardon of sin, I realized I was an old lost sinner on my way to hell. But praise God, I'm glad that night He come to where I was. Hey, listen, I know where I was headed. I know the way I was. Amen. Just like most of you, I was a little old youngin', praise God, just as mean as a snake. Amen. Just full of mischief all over the place. But Jesus Christ come to my heart. Amen. Showed me that He loved me anyway. Amen. I told you my granddaddy done hung me out over hell, praise God. Done showed me. Amen. He done showed me where hell was. Done showed me what hell was like as a little bitty feller sitting there beside my granny. Painted me a picture of that awful wicked place. Amen. I decided right then I didn't want to go. Amen. I told you, I thought if I scoot up there and looked down, I could see right at the fires of hell. It felt like my feet was getting hot. Amen. I realized and recognized that it was an awful, awful place. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad on that Wednesday night, 1976, the Lord Jesus Christ come through that little church. A little short, bald-headed preacher, praise God, kind of like Brother Charles Rogers, got up there and got to preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ in a little town called Oakland, Maryland. And boy, I tell you, Holy Ghost of God come through that place on Tuesday night and stirred my soul, praise God. But I, like most of you, I held on that pew. I wouldn't let go. But the next night, the old buddy I had, he said, would you like to go with me again? I said, yeah, I'll go. Amen. Now the devil would like for me to stay at home. Now, let me just tell you this, church, praise God, most of the time the devil would like for you to stay at home. Amen, brother Kevin. He knows if you come to the house of God and you get under the Word of God and teaching God and the instruction of God, praise God, you're going to get help from God. Amen. And it makes his life more difficult when you get help from God. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad on that Wednesday night I went to church. Praise God, that little preacher got up and he said, listen, there's somebody here worried about going to hell. He said, you don't have to go to hell tonight because Jesus Christ loved you. And boy, when he said that, you, Brother Bill, hey, was something just poured out all over my soul. Praise God, they was, as Brother Solomon said, they says, bumps of the goose went all over me. Praise God, I could feel my hair standing up on the back of my neck. Come out of there, praise God, with an old fashioned altar and said, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Come out of there shouting, praising God. I ain't ever thought about going to hell since. Amen. Praise God. He said, well, preacher, why don't you go to hell? Jesus would have to go with me. Amen. Praise God. It'd be a better place. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad, praise the Lord, he made way for us to bypass that place. But we see that they faced fellas lost their gain. Amen. They lost their hand. They lost their hand that they had that was giving them the meat, praise God, which they were manipulating the people. I'm going to say there's a whole lot of folks in this world today that's manipulating the people. Amen. They're holding certain people's down. They're holding certain people's back, manipulating them to get their evil gain. Hello? But I'm glad there's a holy and righteous God that's a God of everybody. Praise God. He's not a God. He's not a respecter of persons. The same God for you is the same God for me and the other people down the road, for the bum in the ditch, for the drunkard, praise God, on the side of the road. Praise God. He's the same God for them as he is for you and I. Amen. Amen. He's not a respecter of persons. And they rise up and they catch these old boys, Paul and Silas, and they drag them down there to the town square. Amen. Before the magistrate, they begin to make up lies on them. Amen. They said they're doing exceedingly. They said they do exceedingly trouble our city. I bet a lot of the folks in Asheville tonight would say the same thing about you and me. Amen. Just because we stand for what we believe and we believe what we stand for, praise God, they don't like it and they'll talk about us. They'll put us down and say how we're just narrow-minded, how we're old-fashioned, how we're just old Bible thumpers. That's all right, praise God. I'll take my old Bible, old-fashioned Bible thumping way, praise God, compared to the ways of this world any day. I'll go with God, amen. I'll stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll believe this blessed old book. I'll march on, praise God, for the glory of God. All the days of my life, believing, praise God, that Lord gave us a book and he gave us a way in a volume of the book. The Bible said it is written of him. And I tell you what, they ain't nothing like getting to know this book. And you get to know the book. You get to know the author. You get to know the author, praise God. You get to know the glory. And when you get to know in the glory, praise God, you get to know in the power. And praise God, you get to know in the power. You get to find out where the power comes out. And you get under the spout of where that glory comes out, and he pours it out on you. He pours it out to overflowing. He pours it out you can't get where you get to can't help it, and you don't care, praise God. Somebody say, hey, listen, why do you do that old foolish preaching? Hey, praise God, it's called the foolishness of preaching. It's not foolish preaching. It's the foolishness of preaching, praise God, that'll stir hearts. Amen. It'll touch us down where we live. Amen. I got to get called into some cold dead something. Amen. I got called into something living. The Bible said we've been quickened by the Spirit. Now that word may quicken means to be made alive. Amen. Paul and Silas was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, praise God, because they was made alive. And now a bunch of dead folks down there wasn't liking it because it's cutting into their finances. But I found a place, God said, that if we'd seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, all these things shall be added to you. Now he's talking about food and raiment and clothing. About before that, the Lord Jesus said this, and he said before that, he said, everything that we needed. He said, if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if we'd seek what's right in the eyes of God. Now we're running around in the world, folks. Now listen to me. And we're trying to do everything in the world. This whole world's trying to appease people. Amen. Trying to appease people. And we've got our own families, our own loved ones that are living in sin. Hey, you say, what sin? What God said is wrong in this book. Yeah. Amen. They're living in sin, praise God, and we're afraid to tell them the truth. Had a lady tell me a while back, said, well, preacher, I know my brother's not living right, but I don't want to hurt his feelings. Amen. Amen. I'd rather hurt his feelings, praise God, for just a little while, see him get right with God so he can have joy in his heart. Amen. Take out the feelings, praise God. Fill it full of joy. And then you'll have good feelings, praise the Lord. Amen. Your feelings will change. Now, I know we don't run on feeling. But boy, I thank God I can feel Him, ain't you? Thank God I'm living, praise God, for a God and a Savior, amen, that's alive and well, set at the right hand of the Father, make intercession for this little old boy. And I need Him every day. Hey, every day I open my eyes up and I say, Lord, I'm such a good little old fella. I ain't messed up. I ain't said nothing wrong. I ain't thought no bad thought. But Lord, I'm going to swing my feet out of this bed in a minute. I'm going to get up and I need all the help I can get. Amen. Amen. Hey, you say, well, preacher, I wouldn't say that, amen. Praise God, because if you're not trusting in Him, amen, you ought to. Yeah. Amen. And we never, every one of us need the Lord to help us day by day. Yeah. He makes a difference. And let me just rephrase that. He makes the difference. Jesus said Himself, He said, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Amen. We're allowing a whole bunch of people running around this world, and you know what they're doing? They're doing nothing. Amen. He said, well, preacher, these entrepreneurs, these people that's making me. Bill Gates is on there. Boy, he's just stirring things up. Amen. Hello. He's getting ready. Amen. He's fired up. He's in the spotlight. Amen. Just say, he ain't going to be just a day or two. He's going to have a cure for this corona. And he's going to vaccinate every one of us and we'll be cured. Won't have to worry about nothing. You know, the only thing about that is down there in Chapel Hill a few years ago, he was studying Christ. He was a foot in the bill. That's right. Brought it out of the Chapel Hill, took it to Weihun, China, and was foot in the bill over there. Where it got away from them, praise God, come over here. You say, well, it's pestilence, praise God. Yeah, it's a sign of life's days that we're living, praise God. Bill Gates couldn't have done it if he wanted to, but God could. He's trying to get America's attention. He's trying to get the world's attention. He's trying to get us to look up and say, there is a God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't none of these billionaires and millionaires gone monopoly on nothing. Amen. Ain't one of them got anything up on God. Amen. You know who the one that created anesthesia was? God Almighty. Amen. Put old Adam to sleep in the garden. Amen. I pray God said he wasn't doing much good by himself. He said he needs somebody to help him. He needs a helpmate fit, praise God, for him. And he put old Adam to sleep, gave him anesthesia from the God of heaven, praise God, reached down in there and took out a rib and made a woman. Amen. Adam and Eve. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. They trying to turn it around on us, but praise God, I'm glad that's the way God designed it. That's creation, praise God. Amen. God looked up in the portals of glory and said, it needs to be a star there and a star there. Hey, preacher, you don't believe it. You don't believe in the Big Bang there. I said, yeah, I do. And God looked up and he said, I'd like to have this there and that there. And bang, there it was. Amen. God Almighty. Amen. His magnificence. He put everything where he wanted to be and he holds it in the span of his hand. Amen. Listen, youngins. Let me just tell you, I ain't even got nowhere near I was going tonight. My God won't fit in this box. Amen. We try to box Him up and we try to contain Him. But I want to say, praise God, the volume of the book, it's written of Him. But praise God, the volume of the book can't hold Him. Amen. Amen. My God's bigger than that. My God's an almighty God. My God's a delivering God. Amen. My God's worth telling people about. Amen. Praise God everywhere I go. Hey, if they bring up a conversation, they bring Him up in conversation, I'm going to jump in and tell them how good Jesus is. Amen. You say, preacher, they say, you say, well, preacher, how you do that? Well, so they say, boy, it's a nice day, ain't it? I say, glory to God, there's my opening. Amen. I said, this is a day the Lord hath made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. What about Him waking us up this morning? What about Him loving us enough to take care of us? What about Him giving us that other heartbeat? Praise God. We press on just a little farther. Amen. People say, brother, you're scary. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I'm a servant Almighty God. He's big. He's almighty. Awesome. Amen. Powerful. He's God. Praise the Lord. He said these fellas are stirring up trouble. Amen. That's what they say about us. They say, well, you're just trouble. You know what this new modern wave of thoughts going through this Black Lives Matters and this Antifa. They're going off of Marxist theories. Karl Marx, you know him? Amen. Trying to point us down the road to socialism. You realize that sorry rascal is so sorry and low down and no account. He had 6 children, and while he was running around doing nothing, I said he was running around doing nothing, 3 of them starved to death at home. 2 more of them had 6 children. 2 more of them, as they got older, committed suicide. And we want to follow some trashy something like that who said he believed in God and had turned his back on God. Amen. I won't follow somebody like that. I'm going to find somebody to follow. Brother Jeff, I'm going to find me somebody like old R.A. White. My mentor, praise God, took me under his wing. He said, son, God loves you, and God will help you, and God will preach you. If you'll just stay in the volume of the book, he said, it's written by God. It's written for people. And just tell them out whatever it says with love. Amen. Praise God. Church, you know I love every one of you. Amen. Praise God. I love everyone. They ain't a color bunch. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, these fellas are stirring up trouble. Teaching customs which are not law for us to see. Needed to observe being Romans. Bible said the multitude rose up together against them. I want to say it's going to happen, folks. In the day and hour we live, there's going to be a multitude who's going to rise up again. They're already trying. See, this Marxism, the first thing he said is, we've got to do away with the churches. And we've got to shut the doors of the churches, because as long as people have hope, we'll never get them. We've got to make them depressed. We've got to make them think it's just never going to get no better. We'll have to shut the doors. We'll have to do away. We'll have to take their hope from them. I'm glad, praise God, there ain't nobody that can take my hope. Amen. You know why? Because, bless God, it don't belong to them. Amen. My hope is in the Lord, praise God. Amen. It's forever settled in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. And said the magistrates ran off their clothes and commanded they be beaten. Amen. To beat them. When he had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison. Now watch this. And made their feet fast in the stocks. Now it wasn't enough that they had already abused them and arrested them. And they had already beaten them. And they had ridiculed them and they put them down. But they took them down there to the jailhouse and they informed the jailer to keep them secure. And the old jailer receiving that charge. Now listen to me. He took them into the innermost part of that most secure part of the prison. Amen. And he bound them up and he put their feet in the stocks. Amen. That's what he did. They took them in there. He bound them up. They put them in their feet in the stocks. They locked down him. They chained them where they couldn't go. They couldn't run. Amen. Praise God. There was nowhere to run. No way to run. And there was nowhere to hide. They were there in the midst of that prison. With people probably in the middle with cells all around them. Maybe only one way in and one way out. But I'm glad tonight for their sakes that they knew the way. Amen. Praise God to get out of everything, every situation, every predicament. Praise God. They knew the way. Amen. You see what happened? They had a secret key that nobody knew about. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, tonight, forever predicament we get ourselves into. Praise God, we've got a secret key. That'll get us out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bible said he'll not put on us more than we bear, but with it he'll make a way of escape. I'm glad I know the way of escape. Better than Houdini. Amen. To be a child of the King. Amen. You say, well, preacher, boy, I could just see old Paul and Silas, they was there. They had been ridiculed. They had been put down. They had been beaten. Amen. You know that didn't feel too good. Can you imagine? they took and they had laid stripes upon their back with many stripes. And then they took them down there in that old cold, damp prison. Amen. They throwed them down there and took their feet and locked them up in those stocks where they couldn't stand up, couldn't get up, couldn't move around, couldn't help each other, didn't have no help from nobody else. But the Bible says at midnight, amen, glory be to God, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, amen. I want to tell you the key they had was a conversation. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord, about midnight. Old Paul looked over at Silas and said, son, I guess we better get on with it. And Silas looked over at Paul and he knew exactly what he was saying. He said, sir, I guess you're right. He said, they bowed their heads. I can see it in my mind's eye. I want to put it on the bottom shelf where you can see it here, where little kids can get a hold of it. They begin to pray. They begin to bow their heads and they begin to talk to God. They begin to say, Lord God, you know we're here. I know that you know where we're at. I know you know that what we're up against. And say, but God, everything that we're doing, God, we're doing it for you. God, we're just going to lift up your name. We're just going to praise you. We're just going to give you glory, God. Whatever you'll have us go through, praise God. We know that you'll go through with us. Can you imagine God, their Father, Brother Jeff, as they stood there as servants of the Most High God, and every time that lash come down on their back, I believe the God of glory cringed. Every time we go through what we go through, the God of glory cringes. Because He knows we live in this old sin-cursed world. Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went through the same thing when He was here. He endured the same affliction for me and you. And every time that lash, every time those stripes was laid on their back, I believe God Almighty cringed. And I believe as these old boys began to talk to God and agonize with God, said, oh God, to you be all the glory. Said, we'd like to lift our hands up and just praise you one more time. Said, it's as high as we can go. He said, Lord, we're bound down. Amen. And our feet's in stocks. Our hands are bound. We can't do what we'd like to do for you, God. But we're just going to praise you anyway. Amen. Can you see it in your mind's eye? Amen. After they got done praying, they said, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for an opportunity to serve you one more time. Amen. To suffer affliction in your name. Praise God. And then the Bible says, after they had sung at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Amen. Praise their holy name. They said, they prayed, and then old Paul and Silas looked at each other, and they broke out in harmony. Amen. Praise His holy name. Say, victory in Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise His holy name. And begin to pray and praise God. And the Bible said the prisoners heard them. Have you ever wondered why you go through things in this world, in this life? Could it be maybe that they somebody that's watching you? See how you're going to handle it? I've said so many times, how we act and how we react, praise God, it makes a difference. It makes a world of difference to somebody that's out there watching us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. No, had nowhere to run. Had nowhere to hide. They were there in that prison, but they began to pray. They began to praise God. They began to magnify Him. Amen. The God of heaven. And the prisoners. Have you ever noticed, oh, Paul, Brother Paul, in a lot of his ministry, he had a captive audience. Amen. Now you could jump up and leave if you want to. But praise God, Paul had a captive. Sometimes he had them soldiers that was handcuffed to him. Amen. And they were going to get the gospel. Amen. Praise God. Probably about 8 hours at a time. And about the time that one got done, he come in and said, well, I'm glad you're here to relieve me. He said, what's going on? I said, you'll find out. Amen. Boy, your shift's over, praise God. You'll find out. Amen. Those prisoners was there and they heard them singing, they heard them praising, they heard them magnifying God. And the Bible says, and suddenly. Amen. I believe when we get a hold of God, praise God, something happens. I believe God's able to make things happen. Said suddenly there was a great earthquake, and so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, God said, hey, listen, praise the Lord. He said, why? He said, I'm just going to come down there with you while, praise the Lord, we just worship a little bit. Amen. I believe their stocks fell out. I believe the doors flung open. Praise the Lord. And I believe old Paul and Silas led in again, praising and magnifying God, lifting up them holy hands and saying, glory, glory, hallelujah. What a God we serve. Amen. I believe maybe some of them old folks, amen, been bound up for theft and thieving and robbing and sedition. Praise God, all other things that evil men can do. And they said, oh man, there's a God, amen, in the presence of Paul and Silas. There's an almighty God that's a shaking things up. I want to say the same God that was shaking that place up is the same God that come by me on a Wednesday night, praise God, and shook me up in a cord and fiber of my being, showed me I was lost and needed to be saved. Praise God. Whew, saved me by His marvelous grace. Brought me up, brought me out. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says all this is going on, said the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep. Seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Now in most circumstances they would have. But I believe the commotion is what woke him up. Amen. He said, yeah, there's an earthquake. Yeah, I don't know if that woke him up. I believe it's a commotion, praise God, that's stirring inside, praise God, that got his attention. Amen. I believe there was some praising and worshiping going on. I believe there was some hallelujahs ringing out of that place. He said, how in the world can men that's bound and in stocks, how can they be so excited and so jubilant? How can they be, amen, praising and worshiping a God, amen, when they're in this kind of predicament? Same way the three Hebrew boys did, praise God, in the fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bible said they was in there with their socks and their hose and all their accessories. Praise God. And they said the only thing that was burned was the ropes that had them bound. Amen. Not even a smell of smoke on them. Praise God. Well, because God Almighty showed up. That keeper of the prison come bounding in. Would have killed himself. But Paul cried with a loud voice. You know, a lot of places in day and hour we live, they said, well, watch this. This old boy's going to kill himself. And he deserves it, amen. Look what he did to us. But Paul said, hey, he cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Amen. He said, praise God, we ain't went nowhere. We're just worshiping, praising God in here. Amen. His old jailer said he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas. Can you see this picture, youngins, his four eyes? God Almighty's done moved on the scene. These fellas was locked. It was locked tied up as tight as Fort Knox. Amen. But the Holy Ghost of God come through the place. God Almighty moved on the scene. And He began to touch hearts and He began to touch life. Praise God. God began to touch His people. And they come out there shouting and praising and singing praises to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. After all they'd been through. He said, preacher, how in the world, praise God, how many times have we been through things? How many things have we went through as a church? Went through together, praise God, but we come out praising God. Amen. Why? Because when we get on the other side, He's there with us. We know who brought us through. He said He brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now watch this, and thy house. He said, not only you, praise. He said, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God, the Lord will save you and He'll save your house. You know what will get our house saved? You know what will save us? Praise God, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said He'll save us and He'll save our house. We're living, listen, young, there's a whole lot of us got lost loved ones. We've got lost family members, lost children, lost grandchildren, lost aunts and uncles, amen, that need to be saved. But the Bible says here, He told the old Philippian jailer, He said, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll save you and save your house. If we want to see folks saved, praise God, we're going to have to get on our face. We're going to have to ask God to forgive us our sins, come into our hearts. We're going to have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have to be saved. Amen. Going to have to be saved. and he needed to save her house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. They preached him the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And they, I can see in my mind's eye the old Philippian jailer. He said, "Sirs," he said, "who is the Lord Jesus Christ?" Amen. He opened that door. And old Paul and Silas set in, praise God, maybe taking turns. I'm quoting them scripture, telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ and all he done. Why he's in there. John said that what he did, why he's in there. He said, if the sky was a scroll and ever stalk on earth a quill, he said heaven couldn't contain all that could be written on what the Lord Jesus Christ did for this world, amen, when he was here. And they began to expound upon this man, began to tell him what Jesus could do for him. Praise the Lord. And said so he took them into his house that same hour and night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all him his straightway. What did he do? He received the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and his Savior. Praise God. He said they was, they was some fellas. They had, they was nowhere to run and they was nowhere to hide. But praise God, they didn't need to because God knew exactly where they were. I'm going to say tonight, church, listen to me. God knows exactly where we are tonight. He knows who we are. He knows where we are. He knows what we're going through. Amen. And the same God that delivered Paul and Silas is the same God that can deliver you and I. Amen. Praise God. He's there for us. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us, but to always be there. Praise God. All the way to the end of the way. The Lord said He'd be there for us. We just have to put our faith and our trust in Him. I'm just telling you, we're living today, praise God, there's no way to run and there's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to go. Peter said, "Lord," he said, "are you going to go back also?" He said, "Lord, where would we go?" He said, "Thou hast the words of eternal life." Yeah. Amen. He said, "We're just going to believe on you and live." Amen. Because the alternative is to not believe and die. But praise the Lord. I'm glad that God gives us an opportunity not to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, to live for Him, praise God, to praise Him. And I often wonder, amen, all them, I think in my mind, I guess I think too much. I wonder about all those fellows that was in that prison and all these, for all kind of different reasons. And they said all that were in that prison heard them pray and they heard them praising. I wonder what happened when them doors is open, them cells come open, they was released, they were set free. Wonder what they had to make a decision. Every one of us has to make a decision whether to change our life with the help of the Lord or go on in the same pernicious ways we were going. But I'm glad, praise God, there's a God of heaven that'll help us to change our mind. Amen. Because He'll change your heart. When it gets from here to it gets to here, that's what makes the difference. There's a lot of people in the world today, they're going to miss heaven by 16 inches. We know in our head what's right. We know Lord Jesus died in our head, but we don't believe it in our hearts. Amen. He said you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe and trust and rely on Him, to take it into yourself, but to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's for by grace are we saved through faith, not of ourselves, to get to God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. We're saved by the marvelous grace of God because God loved us. That unmerited favor, we couldn't earn it. Amen. That jailer couldn't earn it. But God gave it to him that night. Amen. And the first thing he wanted to do was take him through old boys and clean them up a little bit. Help them out. Amen. That's what God does for us. He puts love in your heart for others, praise God, that's less fortunate than ourselves. That's why He blesses us so much, because we love people. Amen. We love folks in the world. We try to help where we can. And God just blesses us on purpose for that. And I thank God for that. Amen. I thank God for this place that God's given us. And I thank God for each one of you. Amen. Because God's able to do things, praise God. When there's nowhere to run and there's no way to run, nowhere to hide, God's there for us. And we know that tonight. And we know that we can bow just like Paul and Silas. We can call on Him and He'll hear and answer our prayer. Not always the way we'd like for Him to do. Amen. But we know that according to His will, amen, He'll hear and answer. Bless His holy name.